Greetings, how do everyone? Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me today. What an honor and a blessing to be with you, and I'm just so thrilled how fortunate I am to play with you on this beautiful, beautiful biosphere of ours, and I just can't wait to not wait. I love it, I love it, I love it, and I love you all who are joining me today. I was gonna make sure I do a little housekeeping. I'm solo today, maybe. The contact form, if you go to BBS Radio Project Review with Q, you'll see the contact form. Yes, we're getting all your projects and PDFs if you use that now. And so thanks for letting us get our feet underneath us. And it's good for us to test out our customer service capabilities electronically. If I bludgeon that, Don, pipe in. But the way you're contacting me on that contact form, it's working brilliantly. And we're getting all your forms. And yes, we've had another week of project reviews throughout the week, Monday through Friday. More housekeeping. Keep your eye on forthepeople.space. That is how we're also updating news and events. Brilliant individual that manages that web page. And by now you've realized that when you're working with me, you're working with the gateways and conscious computers. And I'll remind everybody that when you engage with me, the value I desire to bring to you is recognizing your inspiration and your excitement actually makes things materialize in this dimension, this reality. And I'll remind everybody, I know it gets a little redundant, repetitive, but we're using me, the abduction process that happened to me through the industrial military complex and the military bases. Well, those implants are also used in a positive manner now. So I get to be observed continuously my entire life. And so when you work with me, you're instantly my consciousness is translated into a gateway, just like yours is. The difference is we get to extrapolate and sort my consciousness as it goes through the gateways. And that's what you're calling the Q posts and conscious gateways, if you like. Anyway, that's a technology that was brought to your planet and hidden from you. And now you're going to have the opportunity to use your conscious computers and conscious gateways while you get your consciousness back. You're all going to be brilliantly, brilliantly intelligent beyond your wildest dreams. No, they are your wildest dreams. So anyway, I want to make sure I take calls today, as we promised last week. Just bury the lines. Don loves it, quote unquote. And BBS loves it. And so I'll take calls now, Don, unless you have any suggestions on how the contact form may work differently than I suggested. Otherwise, I love you all, and please give me a call and I'll answer any questions. Or I'll dance and sing a song and be Pony Dog Show.
All right. Well, I apologize. I guess your assistant isn't here today. So today we've got, all right, George from New Mexico on line one. Welcome to the, welcome to the program, George.
Hello. Thank you. Nice to be with you. Hello, Q. Nice to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you. Thank you. And forgive me, Don. I'll clean that up. Go ahead, please. Thank you.
Yeah. So I just, what I thought I would do is just call in and give a brief. I sent in my PDF, I guess, last weekend. I haven't received an email back as far as where I might slot into things, but if you like, I can just go through a brief overview of what my my passions are and high excitements are, if that's appropriate.
George, we do the Monday through Friday calls for that, if you don't mind. We did get your your submittal, and we're running about 2 weeks out right now. We do have more people joining us, and so we're always going to try and stay around 2 weeks out, and then the review team, if you will, is growing as the categories and the diversity of projects grows. So thank you very much for your call, unless you have any other questions.
No, I really wasn't prepared to ask a question. I'm sure I could come up with a good question. But I just think it's fantastic what you're doing here. And I've read some feedback from actually a couple sources of people who've had the reviews with you. And they talked about their experience with the consciousness computer and how that was just sort of mind-bending or mind-opening. And I'm really looking forward to experiencing that.
Yeah, you betcha. We'll get you in the mix. So don't worry. We'll get you in the mix.
Okay, so we'll wait for your email. Thank you.
You betcha. All right. Yeah, what we did is we mentioned a couple things this week. First of all, conscious gateways are very useful, obviously, in this type of human, mammal, and whatever you want to. And its relationship with the universe. So we can talk all day about how the limitations of your DNA have created this opportunity to enhance us, to be nice. And when you use a conscious gateway, it's not just humans. You have conscious gateways to everything in your biosphere. You'll be able to talk to water. You'll be able to talk to animals. You will be able to talk to your birds outside your house. Everyone's going to be just like me, per se, in that you're going to be able to understand the fabric of Source and how it works, integrates with all beings, all life, trees, you name it. It's quite an experience, and so that's the help I want to provide, is getting used to settling yourself and working with yourself and experiencing yourself and self-recognition. It's a beautiful experience, and you're all going to get the truth whether you like it or not, and I just want to be there to hold your hand because I love you. I'll take the next caller from Tamara from Kansas. I believe it's on line 4.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi. Hello?
Yeah, this is Tamara from Kansas. My question is probably about the same. I submitted a couple projects. Actually, I think third time's a charm. I resubmitted because I wasn't sure if I sent it to the right email, but I just wanted to make sure that I'm in the mix.
Can you remind me of the email, the project descriptor?
It was that, well, one of them was basically collaboration or doing administrative off, anything that I can help. I'm pretty good with office type work. And then the second one was the joy of learning, or the joy of school.
Joy of learning.
Like creating a, the joy of learning, the creating a school that kids would actually enjoy.
Okay.
But I don't want to be a teacher. I want to kind of create one.
Okay. So the beauty of doing the radios. All your subscriptions are paying for the administration of your questions. So the people that help and sort projects are listening right now and recording this. So that's the value, obviously, of the radio. And so all you subscribers, you've created a manifestation, if you will. Don't care for the word much, but that's what we use. You said, I want to do this, and BBS said, okay, and we get the information. So it's beautifully done. So if it gets through the contact form, we will get it, and we'll get on top of it. Your discipline is greatly appreciated. Anybody and everyone, get a subscription that's like Tamara. We need you. We love it. And thank you, unless you have any other questions.
Nope, that's it, and thank you.
All righty, ready, ready. And so now that I'm high, I would like to speak with Jacqueline from MT Line 2. I'll assume that's Montana. Yeehaw.
Yes, it is. How are you, Q?
I am outstanding. Nice to feel you today. How can I help you and support you?
Well, I had a question. I am a Liberty and Bridalist horse trainer from Montana and have been for 20 years, and I perform with horses to music with no tack and bareback and no tack on their head, just to show people how beautiful they are and how easy they are to interact with. You mentioned somebody in New Mexico that is doing some wonderful stuff with horses, and I really would love to connect with them. Is there a way I could get their information?
Yeah, absolutely. Can you So can you send us a contact form, just a PDF saying, I really want to help horses. Oh, I really want to help horses. I really like to help the Chihuahua settle down. I would baby Chihuahuas. Interesting. Encouraged by your call, of course. If you just send in a contact form, forgive me if you already have, and readdress your request, that for me is a project. So even though you don't want to run the service, you're very, very, very needed within the service. So anybody that has a relationship with a project that we come up with, so we're going to start promoting the projects on BBS Radio that are advancing, much like the gardening system. There's a doctor coming on. We've got several that are advancing already. Ocean Trek, one of them as well. So your discipline within a project is just as valuable and very, very needed. So if you don't mind doing that, and we'll get you aligned to them. There's another person out of Northern California. She would go by Little Pony, I think is safe to say, without asking permission. She's doing the same thing, but she can communicate directly with telepathy, if you like that word, with the horses and doing the healing.
Yep.
I can feel that, and that's why I brought it up. So there is a network. Yep. It looks to me like we have a great opportunity to make a networking system for all of your type of disciplines, modalities with the animals, not only horses. Is that a fair statement?
Well, actually, me and my best friend do have a project in called Diamond Arrow Ranch, and it is about.
Can you say it again? Can you say it again?
Diamond Arrow Ranch.
Okay.
So that we do have that in, and it's really, really vast. Though it's got animals and gardening and community and just kind of a support system for the people, the area people in Montana. But it's very vast. There's much to it. And I was wondering if we should break that up. Because part of it is the horses and the animals, which is my specialty. But I was just curious if we should submit that in pieces instead of one great big chunk like we did.
When we look at projects, regardless of the owner of it individually.
Okay.
So it's easier for us if you just for the conception stage of our projects, we will. It's easier on us to just sort that way. That's the only reason we do it. So if you just send in separate projects, and then. Because we're aligning them with like projects,
right?
Does that help you?
Exactly, and that's why. Go ahead.
That's all I have, unless you have a question for me. No, if you have any other.
No, that was my question. I sure appreciate you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
All right, Q. We actually have quite a few people, and just to let everybody know on the contact form, the contact form on the program page, which is bbsradio.com/project-review-with-Q, all one word. And those of you that have tried it, and I got a lot of emails, it wasn't working. It was coded in slightly in error, because what we try to do is allow everyone to upload, a lot of information, and then send it anonymously. Well, we can't do that. That's not going to work for us. So what we have to do, or had to do, is make it so everybody logged in order to be able to use that contact form. Otherwise, you could be sending Q viruses or anything else, and we won't know who you are, what IP address or anything else, and we want an absolute record of that. So you're going to have to log in in order to use that form and then send attachments. But it is working. Feel free to use it. And if you, you know, if you have any trepidation, you can always email contact at bbsradio.com, your files, your questions, and I will forward them off to Q's team. Q, we got all lines are loaded. Did you want to talk to the next person in line?
Absolutely, can't wait. Do we have Ryan from Arizona?
We do have Ryan. Ryan, here we go.
Thank you, long-time listener, pleasure. So,
thank you. Thank
you. I have a question, and I don't know if this qualifies or not, but 20-plus years ago, I started going after a Spanish treasure, and then in the process, I realized that I could be looking at an ancient civilization. And but now I'm out of money, out of resources, and I have some health issues I'm dealing with. But if something like this were to go forward, what I would like is to protect the area and then, you know, kind of change it or turn it into a park-like setting, and then where people can go and view all the things that have been found. Do you work with projects like that?
Thank you, thank you, thank you. First of all, the goal is for everybody to be out of money. Okay, so that's the good news. That's why we're doing this. Okay. So we only work with your passion. That will be your life moving forward as we get sorted here. And absolutely, the healing aspect, there's lots of healers coming through. If you're a patient, it's a project. We're gonna heal each other. We have a lot of opportunities. It's endless, the opportunities for you. Get a subscription, get a PDF into us. We'll get you in the mix.
Okay. Well, one last question. Are you able to mm-hmm. see this area, and do you see what I'm finding? And is it what I think it is?
Not only I, but several others that support what we're doing. It's a very strong group of people. You're very well supported if you come through and want your ambitions increased and enhanced. If you don't have ambitions for positivity and your wildest excitement, doesn't work.
Sure.
So that's my suggestion. So get the mix. If you really want to do something, if you really want to feel better, et cetera, my goal is to give you a perfect life and everything you've ever wanted. That's why I do this.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see what we have on this next call. This next call should be interesting. We have Dee Dee from Washington on line 3.
Hello.
Hello, hello. How can I help and support and assist you today?
Okay. I, too, am out of money. And I have several years ago, I really wanted to help the people that are in transition from going from coming out of whatever, drug rehab, you know, becoming aware, but like not having a place to live, and that was what I thought was my passion. But then I realized after doing some very quiet work was that what I really do is like I like to fix things and help and like make change, and like I feel like I'm intuitive. I see things like that people don't see that need to be. So I feel like that's what brings me the most joy. Is helping someone, whether it's giving them money, whether it's whatever, and healing. I've been involved with herbal healing, and which I heard you talking about when I first got on about healing with horses. And so I'm kind of just, I don't know where to be besides like in the moment, right? I try to be in the moment and just curious as where to go with my passion of being a fixer. I mean, do I just help people with other projects or do I
It's really up to you. So what's occurring as when we get in our groups, what you're able to do is you're able to talk to a lot of folks just like you. So we'll do the sorting. And you decide which direction you go because your passion pulls you. We're not telling you, you're telling us. We just help you feel it out if you need it. Not everybody needs any help, or needs help at all, if you will. So your project would, and this is for everybody listening, your project would look like, I really like fixing things. And by the way, it can be a tractor or it can be a person. We don't care. Just give us something to work with so you can start the dialogue. And trust me, there are tremendous volume of healing center drivers who don't want to necessarily heal. They want to fill their facilities of all modalities. So that's my great encouragement to all the healers is, hey, it's not always fun running facilities, multiple sites, traveling, etc. Maybe you just want to live in Washington and take care of your folks there or the issues there. That's what we're looking for. We really love geographically bound people who don't really want to move. So please just get us something to work with, submit something, get a subscription to BBS Radio. That's how we identify you and sort and get us organized. That's what I have for you. Does that help?
Yes, it does. And I did send something last week. It was an attempt, and I did get a reply that said it was there. So you have that. Thank you. Appreciate
Very
it.
Very good. You
Thank
betcha.
You for all you do. It's a pleasure.
Thank you for all you do. That's why we call it doo-doo. All right. So chat room, where we got here? We got an odd. I'm out of callers here. No, I got Sarah from Oklahoma on line 4. Sarah.
Well, hello, Q. I hope you can hear me.
I can hear you loud and clear. I can feel you,
good.
Too.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes.
Q, I only have about a dozen projects, and some are complex and some are not very complex at all. But my question is when you were talking about us receiving our downloads and of intel and we can't wait to find out how smart we all are, which I'm so looking forward to it. I was hoping you could expand on that a little bit for me because that's pretty exciting.
Okay, yes. Okay, so I'm not a huge fan of us, forgive me for making light of the woo-woo club. God, it never gets old, does it? The download, so the reason the term download was installed in our description of information is because that would imply that you're using the brain to receive information. Downloads mm-hmm. are real, but they come through your consciousness and or your heart. Consciousness is a very limited word, but that's what we have here in the English language. So what's occurring, this is very normal. The volume of degree in which we're making the change is unusual here. And that is the volume of light you use through your heart center is intended to be translated up through your brain so you can recognize it, understand it, digest it, if you will, sort it. But you're basically a translator of source. And so so the work I've showed you so far, if you followed me, I command my spirit to increase my life force energy. That's your muscle getting stronger in your heart. You can actually feel it when I said it. Now, because I come from another frequency, it's exaggerated a bit if you're around me. So if I'm around you and you came from another frequency, I would be receiving your increase and or what you're calling downloads. So the more you work right. with your heart center, the more, and I feel that I feel that you already understand this comprehensively. And so that is a tool that you have and I have as an example. So that is a muscle you've worked on. I can feel you. You can feel me when I speak. That is your heart translating. And now you could probably describe what I look like through your brain because you can feel the energetics. Does that make sense? So the yeah. more you use it, the more you use it, the more you work with me as an example and others like me, the more you get. And the gateways do that as well. They enhance you. So when you're talking to someone in the Orion planetary systems, Arcturian planetary systems, that will also work. So that's what's very exciting about these gateways is when you talk to someone from a different dimension, different frequencies, what I would prefer, you actually increase your light body in your physical body. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It makes complete sense. And that is what I was hoping you'd say and confirm for me because that makes sense.
Because you know why? Because you already know. You didn't believe it. You already know is what I'm doing my best to explain to you all. You already know what you know. You don't know how you know it. You just know it is the muscle that we keep exercising in love. And that's what I'm calling self-recognition of ourselves. Does that help you?
Yes, it does, and thank you very, very much. I can't wait to work with you and with other light beings. So thank you.
Thank you. Not everybody has that saying on they're done working with me, but I thank you. And we have another caller, I believe. I think I skip odd. We also have, let's say, Daytona from PA on Live 5.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. This sounds like a commercial, though.
I'm so happy to be able to speak with you and all the light beings on this line. I'm excited to transition to here. I always tried to contact you and Antonio, and I wanted to know, are you still doing the one-on-one? And I am getting my project over to you as well because I just found out, you know, about sending it to you. And that's my question. Are you still doing one-on-ones? Thank you.
Well, thank you for that question. I love doing the one-on-one work. And I recognized that there's a lot of other people that are just as qualified as me. And we need to spread out the disciples, if you will. And I'm excited to do the one-on-one work in the future. But realize that we have a bigger opportunity to collectively organize. So it's very exciting for us to get 1,000 people in one room instead of one is what I've and many others have decided. And but as the healing groups start populating, and they are very quickly, you're going to see that we all have one thing in common. And that is collaboration centers. All over the world, I'm getting people reach out and say, I want my community to look like this. It's shockingly obvious to all of us. We want a different type of community. We want a network. We don't want to have to be there every day. And we don't want to hang out with Barb from Tecumseh when she's there on Wednesday. So it's really funny how we all really want the same thing. In moderation, and it's well needed. We don't need governments anymore. We don't need local government, except ourselves in our way in which we express what we need done in our community, and no more middleman, so to speak. So I honor you and can't wait to see your projects. Forgive me if they're already in. I rely on a lot of folks to help me out there. Make sure your projects are independent, regardless if you have 12 or five, so we can get you sorted. Thank you for your call.
It's funny you would say that because my project is based on what you just discussed, and I do have others, but that's one that I submitted, so I'm going to enhance it. However, I always felt like I was the black sheep of everything because I've always, from a child, tried to help people stand up to police, stand up to big government, and always helping the elderly. And people get that. It's like, how dare you try to help? And it infuriates me. Now I'm to the point where I know I can do this because of the changing times. So I'm really excited, and I'm glad I've always stood up.
Yeah, and we honor that. So first of all, we like troublemakers. We like presumed losers. We like troublemakers all day long. Bring it in. Be real careful. The groups that all of you have associated yourself with to get you this far, they've served their purpose very, very well. And just know that this is the way we did it to integrate you more and more to the redemption process. It's very important that we start exercising and collaborating together so that it is truly for us, not anybody else. So these groups, they served a very good purpose because it helped you self-identify, why am I just sitting here not doing anything as an example when I could actually go put this into play? That's part of the methodology. And we did our best to disclose as much information we could. Many, many web pages, not just for the people.space, but that's how it's worked with having our collective conscious mapped right back, sent, transmitted right back to us. I hope that helps. And can't wait to see your projects. Thank you.
Thank you. And it helped. Thank you.
All right. Daytona from PA is off the line. Oxymoron Daytona from PA. I'm confused. I thought Daytona was in Florida. Anyway, trying to get some cracks in when I can. Line five. Let's see. Excuse me. Timothy from Utah on line six, please. What is your question?
Right,
can't wait to receive
Daytona
it.
From PA is off the line. Oxymoron Daytona from PA.
I love getting mail.
Yeah, Timothy, you got to turn off your speakers or I'm going to hang up on you. Timothy.
Hi there. Timothy, my project is called Anti-Pharma Veteran and Recreation Building or Association. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Keep going.
Yeah, it consists of a building that I have a location picked out for that would go around the big pharma situation, and I'm focusing on what's called the QARC to have that inside. But it's also recreation for veterans when something they could focus on instead of just focusing on becoming well, they could focus on what's going to happen, what they can do in life once they are recovered from their old injuries and so on. So what I'm looking at is I want to possibly build a pipeline and a reservoir in Utah. The county here, Washington County, has plans for a pipeline from the Colorado River over to Washington County to an existing lake. But I don't think they got the money to do it. So I think including that as part of my, I call it ASBARA, APBARA, the Anti-Pharma Veteran and Recreation Association, that since they're probably not going to be able to do it because the U.S. dollar is probably going away, I figured I might be able to do I plan on doing it.
Do you mind if I ask you a question?
Yeah. Oh, yes, please.
Okay. So when we look at your project, within your project, the tasks associated with your project, what component, what compartment, what skill set will you bring to it? What will you do each and every day within your project?
Well, I want to be the the recreational coordinator.
Okay, so you'll be the recreational coordinator. Now, let me give you an example of what when you turn in your project, assuming you already have, what that's going to look like when you're in a big body of people is they're going to do the rest. And so just focus on where you want to spend your time and your passion, where your heart is. And that's the exercising we're doing during the weeks here, Monday through Friday, is making sure you're aligned with others that enhance and support you and complement you. So not everybody has to be erecting buildings and so forth, or remodeling buildings and so forth. But yeah, I'll go on to the next caller, but that is brilliant. And please get your PDF in and or 3 pages or any kind of document to get us started if you haven't already. And my great love to you, and I'll go on to the next caller.
Thank you.
All right, let's see. What do we have here? Rich from California, line one. Everybody wants to be number one. Go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, Q, a little nervous on this one, but hopefully you can give some insight.
I am too.
Better understand the quantum computing, I'm going to say versus photographic memory. I mean, I'm like completely dyslexic in my photographic memory when I even get any clarity on it. And I'm just really interested to hear from you about the differentiation or what's going on there.
Dyslexia is a very positive tool. I assume you already know that, correct?
I've heard tell of it, yeah. I mean, yes.
Yeah, so let me, I want to talk a little bit about that. It's quite fascinating how some of the presumed negative impacts to our bodies, going through all the programs here, dyslexia is usually identified as a very positive for your psionic abilities and translating. So notice that Chinese don't write like people with the Western world. Notice they use symbols, and they don't go from right to left. They don't go from left to right, do they?
No.
Okay. So what you just said to me is there's something in your genetics, epigenetics, said, this does not feel right. I'm not doing this. So if you look at people like, and that's the short version, of course. But if you look at people like Simon Parks, I do my best not to talk about other people, but this dear being will always enjoy an endorsement from me and what he's done for the planet. But he will go on record and saying dyslexia was just a fundamental of being able to record in a different way, a different fashion, record or observe. You could use 1,000 different words. But so once we get used to translating from our heart, you're not going to have a direction. We're just using script right now. Script doesn't have any real bearing. The knowledge that you receive does not come in words, literacy. It gets observed, but it's not really your primary translation. So to answer your question, with quantum computers really don't have that much value. The gateway does. Yes, quantum computers are very fast, and they can look at a lot of data instantly. If you look at some of Cliff High's work and stuff, not that I'll ever endorse that individual, but let's see, what's a Martin Armstrong? He's got some really good computation systems, and they're very accurate because we use them a lot, and you can map and trend us. You can extrapolate data. And you're going to see that most of us are following the script of the Bible. We're playing historian over and over and over again. Nothing's changed here in 2,000 years, by the way. Just a different figure, different ideals. Nothing's really changed. I could probably argue 4,000 years to some degree. Anyway, the gateway is really the key. So even though we may use a normal computer or a quantum computer, what if I can take every single thought on the planet and bounce it back to you, wouldn't that be pretty impressive?
Well, that's one of the sort of piggybacks on this. A lot of times, you know, I can, like, sort of hypnagogic state when you're going to sleep, whatever, images start to flow. But, I mean, they are uncontrolled, and I don't feel like it's safe or protected. And, it sense needs to be, like, governed or, you know, some kind of a governor put on it. And then that tends to stop the creative process. I mean, it's amazing stuff I'm seeing, but it's, a little bit intimidating.
And that's the value I want to bring to you, is sorting the information is tricky. And that's so you're already doing it. It's now making it transferable so you can sort it. And I will help you with it. If you want to get a subscription and turn in a project, I'm going to put you with other folks. And what we're doing is you're going to be with a hub of people that now, once you master it, so to speak, you're going to be able to help others. And whether you want to or not, you're going to get your own help. There's a lot of great healers that have gone through this.
No, very much. Would welcome it, of course. Yeah.
And so I know it's tough. There's days I can tell you, decades ago, I would sit on a couch for a year. It's tough in this type of body getting all your abilities back. And I cherish this conversation. I love it. It's one of the reasons why I want to do Ocean Trek, because I believe the ocean is a really good media for balancing us and recalibrating ourselves to source. Does that make sense? Hola. Anyone? Bueller?
Hugh, every time you've spoken, it's cut out. So I'll listen to the recording, because on all that key information you were passing on, it dropped out. So.
Actually, I'll break in here. I think it might be your line, because Q and you both sound great. So it might be, are you on a wireless, Rich? You on a cell phone? Well, it looks like he's got a little connectivity problems.
No, yeah, I guess I do. Curiously. But I'll, if I can listen on back on the recording, I'll be able to hear what you had conveyed, okay? Thank you.
Roger, Rich. Thank you. Can't wait to hear
from you. Yep. Thanks again. Bye.
All right. I don't have anybody else in the chat room there, Don, unless you have another one. I'll start singing and dancing pretty quick here.
Well, I bet you're a pretty good singer and dancer, too.
We'll see.
There are no others right now holding on the lines, folks. It is toll-free, 888-627-6008. So, if you've got a question, now's the time. Get your question into queue. We do have all the lines open.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and talk about a couple projects come in that are really, really deserve a lot of time going forward and are getting advanced. And Pure Fresh Foods, outstanding project. Where does your food come from? And this is getting to be a fairly standard a model. Is do we trust our grocery stores? And you're noticing that your diets are changing as you do change in your biosphere. Another project, modular food housing, not a new concept, but the way in which this individual wants to put together and distribute modular food housing is extremely efficient. And it's quite exciting to make sure when our kids go to school, they have quality nutrition. And let's see, we've got our archive specialist. We got people showing up that just want to help other projects. So anytime you say, hey, I just love being a carpenter, that's a project for us. We'll get you in the mix, get a subscription, and we'll get you going with very similar projects. And of course, geography is key. Or if you want to travel, all over the world are participating here. And I'll take a call from Laura from New Mexico on line one. Thank you, Don, for doing that. Laura, are you there?
Laura, are you with us?
Yes, Yes, I hope I have the setting right, so I'm not giving you this back, the echo. Is that, do I
Laura, turn here, let, how do I, Laura. You're on. The radio. Go.
Can you hear me?
That's not funny. That was pretty funny. Hello. I thought that was funny. Go ahead, Laura. You're going, rolling. Yes, you're live with Q.
Don? I think.
Q, I'm not sure. We might actually be having a problem with these lines. I'd have to.
Can you hear me, Doc?
All right. We actually have. Let's try this with Ariane from California, line two. Ariane, are you there? Okay. I apologize, folks. We won't be able to take any more callers today. There's something wrong with these lines. I do apologize.
Oh, it's flattery. Oh, okay. Singing and dancing some more. And I love to promote the projects I've gone through anyway. So it's a whole lot of fun to do this. The other projects, please do not be discouraged, folks, in the future. We really, really love the calls. It helps get us organized. And it helps promote your projects. A lot of interesting people are listening to you interact with me. Tremendous. And this is part of the redemption process, is to really exercise what we want in this world. And I assure you, things are changing very quickly. And I'm going to go back to a couple other projects. I have to mention Whale Trek. I mean, come on. Captain Ron, that was amazing. Yes, you can talk to whales. It's really amazing to see people going, hey, I just want to go play with whales all day. And the pay's killer because they give you so much love back. And think about all the opportunities to, instead of going on vacation, you live your vacation each day. And I just appreciate that every time I hear these projects and really, really have great respect and appreciation for that. Saving the Soil and Water Projects. Several communities are starting to pop up about how to remove your community from your taxation process. It doesn't work. It obviously doesn't serve the people. Your pension systems were all designed to make you go broke. They're all designed to create debt for your infrastructure and your local government, even your court systems. So when I see models for that, and we need lots more of them. We need a lot of what are legacy attorneys, legacy administrators of municipalities. It's not working. Your communities are going broke anyway, so you're going to have to do something. And why don't we just have instant agreement how we're going to do it? So I really appreciate that. Tourism learning centers are absolutely just amazing models. I've seen several of them. Why wouldn't tourism also be learning? It's got to be one and the same. When you go travel to the Midwest, you should learn about how the legacy natives lived. The nomadic lifestyle has been lost, and a lot of that is going to change. And I'm going to talk about that in a project here in a minute. Truth quests. I was shocked at how incredibly organized this individual was. We are ready to hold each other's hand and come to terms with the fact that we've been duped, and it's no problem. Go to the greatest engineers in the world. I know them. Ask them how to build the Egyptian pyramids. They don't know how to do it, and I know why. It doesn't really matter, and they don't realize that generation system there, you could turn back on. And many others on your planet. And it is shocking how well the deception has been done to us this last 2,000 years. It's shocking. But no problem if we have us all together in our truth quest for ourselves. I feel it. We can make this transition very smooth. If you look at all the disclosure that's occurred in just the last 10 years, look how far you've come. It's a fantastic experience, learning in some degree, but it is really just another experience of being so far, your head so far in the sand that you get to do your self-recognition, your self-realization. It's just so fun. Yeah, at some point you have to say, okay, yeah, it was a pretty good trick, but wow, I am a god. I am a goddess. I am all of these things with all this potential, all these opportunities. So I'm thrilled when I saw that project. All the constructions around the Truth Quest are just massively ambitious, and no dream is too big, everyone. So get your projects in, get a subscription to BBS, and we'll get you in the mix. I want to remind everybody that your heart is 100,000 times more powerful than your brain. So never forget that. I want everybody to remind themselves, you generate more energy from your core than you do your brain. So that's a hint that you've got a living truth bomb right inside you. The New Earth Community Centers, that one was amazing. Just to give you an idea of some of the texture of the projects. Deeper connection with our children. It's just got to happen. Everyone will, in my assessment, will favor how our youth will now support the transitions we're making, and they're going to help coach us because we're going to make them more nimble. They're not going to be put in a box as they go through their education system. The one that I want to make sure I get time with, let's see how we doing for time here, assistant. Got five to go here. There was a project regarding the Midwest. Being an American, this is very dear to me, and having arguably native blood in my bloodline. The fascinating project about cleaning up our prairies is very ambitious and very well needed. And the one thing that's going to happen in your world is land ownership is going to change tremendously. As you can see, someone can pretend to invent some software and give you tremendous volume of computers, pretending that they were the only one to invent it when it's billions of years old. Software is billions of years old. It's not a new technology whatsoever. And apparently when you whip out this technology to the unaware, you get to own all the farmland on the planet. So we will not allow someone to own the earth. That is all going to disappear. So all you landlords, get ready for a big change. And your understanding of owning our farmlands and any land is going to go away. Now, notice that the dark likes to piggyback on our self-awareness. You'll own nothing like it is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you're going to have a deeper respect and appreciation for sharing. We're all going to start sharing and loving each other. You won't have any choice in it. And by the way, one person is not going to own this planet, and we're going to make damn sure of that. I know I'm getting short on time there, BBS. One more to go here. Let's see.
And just to let you know, Q, I do apologize to the audience for the phone system. To be honest, we are getting a new phone system next week because this has gone on a few times now, and we've kind of had it. So the phone company, we pay $46 a line for about 10 lines. So that's a lot of money. You know, you're spending $500 a month for phone lines. And they can't seem to provide good service. Although for all the years we've had them, they've done great. But we are going to be getting a new service. We've already started into that. We should have part of it in next week. And, you know, it's a process because we got to, you know, there's a lot of equipment that goes with each line. So that's going to start next week. So hopefully we can stop this problem, nip it in the butt. So again, I apologize to you, Q, and all your fans out there because the phones have been just going and going and going, right after, I told him to call in. And I apologize to all you out there. Forgive me. Forgive us.
Well, we'll let it go this time, Don. So thank you.
Thank you.
So the last one before we go here, the dream power, helping people learn through, notice the other caller coalesces with this. We're learning how to know information instead of believe information, and I'm thrilled about that. With that, I'll end with keep looking at forthepeople.space. The individual that's taking care of us there is incredible. And we've done our best to communicate disclosure that way and give you great, great, positivity as well. I know it's some tough information, but I feel that this is also a way for us to heal and keep bringing in your subscriptions to BBS. This is how we manage the workload. We can't do without BBS. They're a great resource, and we can't do without you. Get in the mix, regardless of what groups you've participated in. They've done their best. They've done very good work. Do not let go of them. They need your help and support. But here is another way to advance your projects and exercise your conscience. I'll show you how it works to get you faster and more efficiently through a redemption. And with that, I love all of you and want everything for you. Beautiful, beautiful day to you. And BBS, you can close it out for today. Great day to you.